On the line today, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Mr. Attorney General, you have just issued a warning to Oklahomans regarding misleading solicitations by national animal welfare groups. Could you give us a little bit of background of what you've intended by this particular release today from your office?
Well, it's an alert with respect to charitable request being made on behalf of the National Humane Society. There was a question that we have been working through with the National Humane Society on whether the activities, campaigns that they have in the state seeking to raise money for local shelters, whether in fact the monies that Oklahomans are donating are actually going to local shelters. And so that's the concern. We've sought information from the national organization to provide data and statistics and basically information on how much money has been collected from Oklahoma, both the last calendar year and currently and before, and how much of that actually came back to the state. Because, Ron, there have been representations made in electronic, you know, advertising, television and otherwise, that particularly after the tornadoes last year and more, that Oklahomans needed to donate to the National Humane Society in order to assist those animals that were displaced and in dire distress, obviously, as a result of the tornadic activity and the situation that occurred there. And there's some indication that perhaps those campaigns did not yield any investment back into Oklahoma. So we're checking on that. We've asked for data and information from the National Humane Society, and they have yet to respond. And we're hopeful that they will, because it's an important question with respect to any charitable organization that's soliciting funds.
I know that in your statement you indicated that this is a real concern, but you also indicated that there are some ways that you can kind of check as to who you're giving money to, and that you need to do those checks in order to make sure that the money ends up how you want it spent.
Yeah, give to the local chapter. I mean, I think that the focus should be on those that want to assist shelters and other needs with respect to the Humane Society. Should be intentional about giving to the local chapter, the local branch, knowing that the monies will be used to address local concerns. You know, our alert is about individuals that give nationally under the impression that money is going to come back into the state, when in fact when it's possible that it is not. So what you want to prevent is someone who is seeking to be compassionate and to give and to address a need locally, giving to an organization that has said that that's what's going to happen, and then in fact it not happening. So that's what we're trying to encourage folks to be careful about. And the best way to address that, in my estimation, is to give donations and be very generous to those chapters, those entities that are near, that you can measure, and that they can truly and are in fact truly impacting the needs in a local way.
I guess the bottom line, Mr. Attorney General, is that when you've got these television ads that folks like HSUS are using that show a lot of animals in need, but yet when it comes to their budget not necessarily matching up with taking care of those animals, that's where the problem is.
When you have representations that are being made by any charitable organization to citizens in Oklahoma saying, give to this need, because it is a tremendously important need, please give your dollars to help address the situation. If, in fact, monies are collected and those monies don't go into that, you know, meeting that local need, then our citizens have been deprived of where they wanted the dollars to go. And that is a problem. And that's what we're trying to ferret out. That's a concern that's been expressed to us. Ron, as you know, our office is responsible. We have a unit, actually, of attorneys dedicated to ensuring compliance with 501c3 mission and purpose, so that when you set up a C3 here in the state of Oklahoma, it's filed with the Secretary of State. The Attorney General is responsible for making sure that the purposes for which the C3 exists are actually being carried out. So when you have an organization running an ad campaign representing certain things, i.e. give and we will address the concerns at the local level, and that may not have happened, it is very important for us to look into that to make sure that it's addressed to prevent that in the future. So that's what we're trying to educate folks about with this consumer alert.
Where are you right now as far as the dialogue is concerned with HSUS?
There is a dialogue with the National Humane Society. In fact, there are discussions that are ongoing. We're hopeful that we can receive the information to determine whether there's any problems or not. So the dialogue has commenced, and we'll see where it leads.
Mr. Pruitt, one last question. At this point, as our state attorney general, you've made this move. Have you talked with other state attorney generals about this?
I have not talked to any other attorneys general about this. Now, other attorneys general have similar responsibilities that we do with respect to charitable organizations. So whether they have experienced it there or not in you know, Nebraska or Iowa or North Dakota, I don't know. And some of this is related, Ron, to the very traumatic and difficult process that we went through last year with the tornadoes and more and elsewhere. So this is a look back based upon the campaign and the media that was run at that time. But it's not isolated to that. We're concerned about that now. We're concerned about that both before and after that event as far as charitable organizations advertising toward a particular need and ensuring that those advertising dollars representing Oklahomans, if you give, this is what will happen, making sure that that in fact happens. That's a focus of ours, whether it's the Humane Society or any other charitable organization. And that's both annually and in response to specific events like we saw in Moore.